Well, at the moment, I'm on Kartney Road, which is south of Buford, and the road is at least, I'll say the word, passable. There's trees down everywhere, but you can kind of drive around them to get through. County road crews are trying to clear. There's trees down all over. Is and probably will be for some time. People want to avoid that. It's near the Briarcliff area. There's power lines down, and the road's completely blocked. So that area needs to be avoided. But we believe we have got all the areas, talked to the folks, and have checked on them, and we think we've got everybody accounted for.
Sir, can you speak to any of the injuries and damage that you've seen out and about in your travels this morning?
Well, the damage is widespread. I mean, numerous trees down, and there's crews. A lot of the folks that we were trying to check on, we actually had to cut our way up either their driveway or even many of the county roads were blocked. 201 South, it's probably been close to an hour ago now. We finally were able to get it open. There is lots of damaged trees down on homes. I know one, the Briarcliff City Hall is completely destroyed. And there's, again, Briarcliff, it appears that Briarcliff, Salesville, and Hancock were the three hardest hit. But I know down here, even on Kartney, there is numerous trees down, blocking the road, and lots and lots of damage.
Taking a look here at y'all at your Facebook updates from the Baxter County Sheriff, you about 20 minutes ago, your office posted that Hicks Road is now cleared and open.
Yes, Hicks Road's open. County Road 69 is open.
I believe we got County Road 54 on here, Old Arcana.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that Tracy Ferry Road is now open as well.
Yep. All right, sir. Well, once again, I'm going to reiterate, I've been telling folks your message this morning was this is not the time for folks to be out visiting and sightseeing.
No, and I'll tell you that it does a couple things. For example, Hancock area has been hit pretty hard. We've actually got deputies on scene. We're not letting anyone in there unless you own property there or an emergency service personnel. It hampers our effort to get the roadways clear. And I will, not that I think we would have that issue in Baxter County, but we will absolutely not have any tolerance, zero tolerance for any looting.
Absolutely, sir. Based on what you've spoken with road crews and whatnot this morning, estimation, do you think a lot of these roads will be open by end of today?
Well, we are hopeful. The Highway 5 is the only one I'm a little unsure of.
Explain the extent on that. It's not just a tree or two down, it sounds like, Highway 5.
No, in the area of the Briarcliff, there's two different big steel, I'm going to use the word telephone poles, that they put in not that long ago, and it's a major power line that goes through there, and those are both down across the roadway. So at this point, until the electric crews can get there and get that cleared. Now, and there's no way for me to tell you when that will happen, but if they're going to have to clear that before that road can be open.
All right. Well, Sheriff, thank you for taking a few minutes to update the area residents. We will, hopefully you'll be available at noon. We can check in again with you.
Okay. And one more area, Highway 5 South, about a half a mile north of North Fork. There's a power line down across the road. It's up fairly high. There's one lane open, and there's folks that are directing traffic. That's another area to be very cautious on.
All right, sir. Thank you once again for you and your hardworking staff keeping Baxter County safe. We appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.